This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI. We are actually not joined by our guest, but we are going to be talking in the next 15 minutes or so about the reception that awaits the Republican Party that's descending on our city for their presidential convention in September. And we are going to take some calls from you. If you have feedback on the segment we just did about the people's primary going on in New Hampshire, you can call 212-209-2900. And we're going to be taking some of your calls. As always, we really encourage youth listeners to call. If there's any young people who are not in class at this moment, we really encourage you to call now, and we will put you on the air.
Yeah, we also have a written statement on youth involvement from Molly with Youth Block, who, like many of the high school students we want to have on the show, can't attend because they're in class right now. But we do have this statement. Peace, brothers and sisters. Youth Block is the New York City Coalition of High School Students for Peace, Justice, and Empowerment. The block has mobilized around issues from school budget cuts to workers' rights to the war with Iraq. On March 5th, Youth Block co-organized a citywide anti-war walkout in which thousands of students from over 30 schools took to the streets to protest the war in Iraq. We, the high school students and youth, the generation being called to fight wars, feel that we must continue to make ourselves heard. While not all of us are of voting age, own opinions and voices matter, and consequently, we have begun organizing against the Republican National Convention this summer. A youth contingent was assembled for yesterday's RNC protest at MSG and will continue to mobilize youth, particularly of high school age. We have been working consistently with the RNC Clearinghouse and other networks to provide a voice for the youth of New York City and our thoughts on organizing. Balicistas have advocated for youth working groups within the Clearinghouse to work in conjunction with Youth Block in the coming months in preparation for a festival of youth resisting Republicans at the end of the school year. In addition, Youth Block and Not In Our Name Youth have combined forces to create a monthly open mic series, tentatively jumping off late February, to raise money for the Clearinghouse and our own youth-based organizational efforts. Expect youth feeder marches, actions in the streets and our schools, and an overall block presence come August and September. To get down with us, please visit Youth Block, that's youthblock.org, for more information. And don't forget to check out our general meeting February 10th in the Judson Memorial Garden Room at Washington Square Park. Good vibes to everyone at WBAI, NYU Peace Coalition, and the Clearinghouse. In solidarity, Molly Birnbaum, Action Coordinator, Youth Block.
And I also, we're talking about the organizing that's going on around the RNC, and I see that there are some people on the line. You can call 209-212-209-2900, and we're going to be taking your calls in just a second. I also wanted to announce that in conjunction with a lot of the organizing that's going on, there's, of course, concerns about security for the organizers of these events, and there's a training on computer security, particularly on the PGP, Pretty Good Privacy software. The training is called Keep the Man's Nose Out of Your Business, and it's being held at the New York City Indie Media Center. You can check out their website, which I think is nyc.imc.org, and they're hosting trainings on PGP encryption and email security starting on January 31st, and it's going to be a really hands-on training geared toward people who have no or little experience with PGP. You do have to RSVP for the training. You can email pgptraining@riseup.net and register your interest and let them know whether you have a laptop that you can bring. And we're going to be taking your calls.
Let's hear from the first caller. We're speaking about nonviolence action, Martin Luther King.
And the number that you can call for listener calls is 212-209-2900. Rise Up Radio, WBAI, you're online.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, first of all, you should be on at a different time when the students aren't in class. Second of all, if they're in class, they should be listening to this program, you know what I mean? Or taping it. There's so little ever said about taping, perhaps because the administration of the station doesn't want people to think of that as an alternative, paying large money to for premiums, you know, when they have the fundraising.
Do you have a comment on the Republican National Convention?
Not the smartest thing that could have been done, but I urge that, you know, those giant video screens.
Okay, thanks. Actually, you can get our shows online at www.riseupradio.org. We archive them and have them available for anyone who wants to listen but can't tune in because of work or school. Next caller.
Good morning, Rise Up Radio. There's no one there. You can call 212-209-2900 if you want to talk to us. And, you know, I'm sure that there are some young people out here who are playing hooky today because it is so cold. It's 20 degrees. It's nothing compared to the 5 degrees that they were reporting up in New Hampshire. But you could call 212-209-2900, WBAI. You are on the line.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When you're fighting for a cause and the cause goes wrong, you know, everything goes wrong, what you do, you know, after that, you know. I remember one of your guests was talking about Haiti. They used to do manifestation for Haiti because things used to go wrong. Now in Haiti, everything is wrong. This guy arrested is so bad. So what you guys do? Do you go back and do manifestation to get rid of Haiti? You know, it's like you're fighting for the cause in the beginning, and after that, you know, if everything goes wrong, you guys do nothing. You know, this is not right. You know, you got to follow up.
I don't think that it's necessarily accurate to say that. Are you saying that young people don't follow up on the causes that they organize around?
Yes, if you fight, you know, for a cause, you know, you fight to bring Aristide back in Haiti, and Aristide is becoming a dictator, is killing people over there, and then you guys close your eyes. You know, it's like, you know, what you was fighting for was right. You know, you don't care. You know.
Okay, well, Saki's going to respond quickly, but I just want to reiterate that we are asking people to call about the Republican National Convention, about what's going on with our Democratic primary, with the electoral process. So if you have a comment on that subject of the elections and the political process, please call in.
Actually, I'm not going to address that, aside from saying that we need to continue to organize on the issues here in the United States and abroad.
And
one of the ways of doing that is going out and joining these RNC not welcome campaigns, because that administration and the lack of attention paid to countries like Haiti and other countries in the world needs to be addressed.
And I really just have to say, I think it's pretty specious to say that young people are the ones who don't follow up on the things that they're organizing around. I think, like everybody that's a person of conscience, young people or older people, we all sort of operate in this balance between trying to decide what's in crisis mode and what's important in the longer term, and trying to find a way to balance the needs of the immediate, the things that need to happen desperately right now, like bombs are going to fall on Iraq right now, versus the fact that there's, you know, a need for incredible, affordable housing in this city, and that's a much longer-term struggle, even though it's not immediately pressing in the way that bombs dropping on families might be. It's, you know, the same impact in the longer term. So
and
I think that young people, like everybody else, we try to struggle with that. But we have a lot of callers on the line. WBAI, Rise Up Radio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? All right. I have a few things to say about the Republican convention, but I don't think the caller was actually saying that vis-a-vis young people. He may be talking about the nature of your programming and maybe lack of follow-up. That's all I've heard. Also, too, when you have callers as young people, and to be thorough, it's not very good to be curt or abrupt and rush people. Because it just becomes a whole litany of laundry lists where people have these concerns, that concerns, so people don't take that serious. But I do support, and I hope that a lot of people support you at the station, so to give you more information and more, maybe much more discipline. And I know you're very disciplined, okay? Also, too, as we look at the Republican convention, right, not just young people, but everyone has to be concerned, because the Republican convention would set the precedent for privatization and evaporation of protest rights. And even though we're doing more than just protesting, but we have to be very, very clear, very clear. It's not about protesting. It's about getting some level of empowerment over capital. That's why lives are at our havoc. all right? Homeless people on the street, they have no power over where they live, no power over where they work, if they can work.
Thank you. Actually, we're not trying to be curt and cut people off, but we do have limited time, and we want to hear from as many people as we can. We have a lot of people waiting and calling. So thank you for those comments, and we're going to take the next caller.
I want to reiterate that if people want more information on the RNC program and the organizing that's going on around that, you can go to www.rncnotwelcome.org, and they also are really sort of in keeping with the mission articulated by the people from the People's Primary in terms of moving beyond just mobilization. They're planning 100 days of action throughout the summer and sort of moving away from the reactive model that we saw in Seattle or Miami, where there's mass demonstrations that are accompanied by massive arrests and massive police brutality. I think that the RNC Not Welcome crew is really trying to move into a different model that involves the communities of New York City in a more organic way by organizing not just in the week of the convention itself, but throughout the whole summer to bring communities in. We're going to take just a couple more calls before we wrap up. WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Okay. It seems to me that having the convention in New York is it's a great opportunity. People saying they shouldn't come here, I understand why the Republicans shouldn't go anywhere. But the point is, don't you think that having the convention here, especially in the summer when, like you said, kids are going to be out of school, everybody might have some time, we could really make a point this summer, also with the police department this summer, how they're going to treat us in future demonstrations.
Yeah.
Do you see it as an opportunity?
Right.
I do completely. And I think that that's really the people who are organizing around the convention. The RNC Not Welcome group is but one of the many groups that are organizing around it. I know that a lot of homelessness advocacy groups are organizing around it, and I think that you're right, that people really are treating their presence as a huge opportunity to get attention, and presumably people will be using the same strategies that Liana from the People's Primary was outlining this morning in terms of taking the presence of the administration and the national news media in New York City to
ask those hard-hitting questions. We have one more call. Welcome to Rise Up Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Graziella Tanaka, and I'm helping actually organize a march for the Republican National Convention. We used to be the We Are Ground Zero Coalition. Now we're the Sylvie Rice Coalition, and it's one of, you know, the few groups that is actually planning a rally for, you know, people of color, low-income people from New York City, and we're trying to plan this at the same time but for the Monday during the Republican National Convention.
Welcome, Graciela. This is Doug. We spoke last night.
Hi.
And we actually aired some of your comments earlier, so I'm glad you called. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit more about that trip and how people could find out more information?
Very quickly, because we have about a minute left.
Okay, so we're planning this march, and we're going to have, I just like to announce, like, our next, you know, planning meeting, which is going to be at the Fifth Avenue Committee Office, February 5th, and we're trying to get, we're a bunch of, you know, different grassroots low-income community groups that are doing this. And we're also, you know, planning a trip for South Carolina to meet with the Democratic candidates for accountability session, also different grassroots groups from New York. And we're going to be leaving on the 29th of January, coming back on the 31st of January.
And your website and phone number?
Yeah, you can give me a call at 718-802-9540.
Great. Thank you so much. And I want to remind people you can go to rncnotwelcome.org, and they have a big planning meeting coming up January 20th. Where a whole group of people, the whole range of people that are organizing around the Republican National Convention will be in attendance.
We'll be continuing to keep you updated on that information and the organizing around that. But we have to wrap up our show today. Our engineer is Errol. Thanks, Errol. Your hosts have been me, Saki, along with Kat and Doug. Youth News was written by Kat and Leanne Stanky. Today's show was produced by Kat, Saki, and Doug, and is, as always, a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective. Thanks for tuning in. Our number is 212-209-2948, and check out our website at www.riseupradio.org.
And sorry to the people we left hanging on the line. We'll be taking your calls again soon, and Pledge Drive starts Monday. Tune in February 3rd for the Rise Up Radio fundraising special, and we'll also be on this time next week, next Friday. And
tune in next week.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.